When we're prospecting, one of the key things that we want to do is generate interest, generate inquiry, generate curiosity in our prospect in that moment. So when we're using the direct approach, we're talking about their hot button so as to get them to say, what is it? We want them to be curious. If we're using the indirect approach, the profile painting approach, we're painting a profile that matches them with some hot buttons which we imagine are most likely to suit their profile type. And the purpose of that is to get them to be curious. We want them to say, what is it? Or if you're just having a forming conversation with someone, and in the course of that forming conversation, they talk about something that you see as a hot button. And so we say to them, you know, you said about such and such, whatever they said about, I think I might be able to help you with that. What we're trying to do is trigger curiosity in them. What is it? Is the question they'll ask. This is the question that tells us they are curious, they want to know more. And they want to know more because in that moment, they're thinking, oh, there might be something in this for me. So we need to know how to handle the what is it question. Whenever somebody says, what is it? Or what's the company? Or what's it all about? Which are just variants on the what is it question. I answer them with a question. And the question I ask is, the company's called Forever. Have you heard of them? Now, the reason that I'm asking a question is, well, one, I want to find out if they've heard of Forever. But secondly, I want it to feel like a conversation. One of the things I've discovered triggers a no prematurely in the prospecting process is if you make it feel like you are selling something to somebody, or make it feel like you've gone into presentation mode. People automatically feel they're being sold to. They automatically shut down just to protect themselves from whatever it is. They don't even know what they're saying no to, but they say no. So we need to avoid them shutting down like this. So we need to avoid them feeling that we're presenting to them. So the company's called Forever. Have you heard of them? Now, whatever their response is going to be, I'm really not interested. Obviously, I'm interested in them, but it's not going to change how I continue. 80% of people say no, they haven't. And so then I go straight on to the next part of my script. But some respond yes, maybe 2 out of 10 respond yes. And if they respond yes, I ask a supplementary question. Great, how much do you know about them? And I actively listen and encourage them to tell me. Well, about half of those people actually haven't heard of Forever, but they thought that was the answer that I was looking for. And they just say, oh, I don't know, I just kind of heard of them. Now, that's telling you that they were behaving in a way that they thought would please you. And that's because they really want to know what it's all about, because they think there really could be something in it for them. So don't be bemused by this. Obviously, they've told a little white lie, but they did it in order to find out, and it tells you they're actually a really good prospect. So we just have to pretend that they have heard about it somewhere and go along to the next stage. However, some people, maybe 1 in 10, maybe they know somebody who's a Forever business owner. Maybe they've used some products in the past, or maybe they know somebody who's been a customer and used the products, and let them tell you about their experience. So if they fit into this last category, we've got a little sentence and we just say, well, as you know, and then we go on to the next part of the script. If people said no, they hadn't heard of Forever, then we just go on to the next part of the script anyway. And the next part of the script is, well, they're an unusual company in that they don't have employees, they have partners, which means that you can choose your own hours, work from wherever you like, and even set your own level of income, which is why it suits people. And then I would paint the profile of the person I'm talking to, why it suits, and if I'm talking to a yummy mummy, for example, why it suits women who've got young children who want to spend more time at home but still want a significant income as well. So that's the second part of the script. And then I would just go on to my closing comments. which is obviously, I can't go into detail now. And I say that because I don't want to get drawn into presentation mode. If you're at a social occasion or somewhere where they're going to have to dash off or in a corridor somewhere, you don't want to get halfway through a presentation or you don't want to feel like you have to rush it. If you do rush it, then it's going to feel like you're coming on too strong to them. So we want to avoid those situations. So then I say, obviously, I can't go into detail now, but I'd love to, well, either meet up for a cup of coffee and I can show you what it's all about, or I've got a couple of 5-minute online videos I could send you. You could have a look and then we could talk about it in more detail. Which would you prefer? And that's it. That's how I handle what is it. So let me quickly review the script. The company's called Forever. Have you heard of them? Listen to what they say, yes or no. If they say yes, great. How much do you know about them? And actively listen. And then whether they've heard about Forever or not, they're an unusual company in that they don't have employees. They have partners, which means that you can choose your own hours, work from wherever you like, even set your own level of income, which is why it suits their profile so well. Obviously, I can't go into detail now, but I'd love to meet up for a coffee, show you what it's all about. Or alternatively, I've got a couple of 5-minute online videos I could send you, email or Facebook. You could have a look and then we could talk about it in a bit more detail. Which would you prefer?